Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Sikia Avery?
Ivory, Iverry.
Sorry, Ivory. So I just wanted to call to confirm some information with the patient if you are with her right now.
You was calling to confirm some information with the patient. What information?
Well, there are some visits that require confirmation from her. So I just wanted to do that and also, introduce myself as a new case coordinator from Family First for her, for you, and for Rashida.
Okay.
Okay, is she available to speak right now?
You called my phone to talk to the patient. Why you didn't call the patient phone? She's
Well,
available to speak. I just want to know why y'all didn't call her phone.
I tried to call her, but I've tried to call her multiple times actually, but it goes straight to voicemail, and the voicemail is full, so that's why I
All
tried
right, hold
calling
on one
you.
second so I can get her.
Thank you.
And as you hold on, these people want you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Christine Harbing?
Yes, it
Hi, Christine, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Christine, I just wanted to, well, I'm calling you regarding two things. The first one is I want to confirm some visits that are, requiring verification from you. So there's
Okay.
one visit for last Thursday, sorry, September 25th. The visit was registered out of range from your house, so I just want to
Okay, so
confirm
for
that.
this what happens, this is about the third time that this happened. I don't understand. I can't walk. So when I have appointments, these girls have to go to appointments with me. So if it's 9 o'clock and we sitting in the doctor's office and they calling in, they're not going to be in range because we're at the doctor's. I
Yeah,
told
that's
them
right.
last person that.
But we still need a verification. So here is what
Okay.
happens. That's you, right? That's your situation, and that's understandable. However, imagine there's another person, another caregiver, who is clocking in and clocking out from their house. Not the patient's house, but their house. So we do need, to confirm that the
But isn't
caregiver was always with the patient.
the thing GPS where you can see where they are?
Yeah, but we don't have, we don't have like every name and every
Oh,
address
okay.
from. So we don't need that. Another thing that she could do is to clock in and clock out at your house, even if it's, earlier or later. We just need a clock in and a clock out from your house. So even if it's
Oh.
out of schedule, we can still
Okay.
fix that so, so she'll receive her full hours.
So if that happens, if my appointment is at 9 o'clock and she gets here at 8:30, so we can be there at 9 o'clock, and she clocks in and clocks out at 8:30, she will have to call y'all for y'all to fix it because y'all been messing up their checks since I've switched over to y'all agency. So
Hold on,
you
wait,
saying that
what's
you're gonna fix it? They will probably have to call it, and it will be a whole big thing. So here's my issue. I've been having a problem with this agency since I switched, and it's really getting on my nerves at this point. They have 1,000 different people calling me. They're switching up my girls. They're giving them wrong schedules. They're not paying them. It's just been a mess since I got there. Now, again, I heard what you said about the clock in and clock out and all that. The moment that happens and y'all don't fix it and they money be messed up, guess who's left uncovered? Because maybe they can't get to work because they didn't get paid, or maybe, like, guess who's left uncovered? Me, the client. That is an absolute no-no. It's supposed to be no at no time that I'm not uncovered, that I'm not covered. I worked in that field for many a years before I was sick, so I know exactly how it goes. There's no way I'm supposed to be uncovered. So when you guys play with their money, I don't have no coverage.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that it's happening to her. This is a new case for me, so I don't really have
Yeah, you're
every
new,
information.
So you don't really know what's going on. That's what I'm saying. You're new. You're telling us a bunch of stuff that was already discussed with two other people before you. I don't know why they didn't discuss it with you or whatever, but this is extremely frustrating to keep having to say the same stuff to people over and over and over again. That's extremely frustrating. And at this point, I am fed up with this agency completely. Is there anybody, is your boss, director, is there anybody there that I could speak to? Because this is unacceptable.
Well, right now, no, but I could, you
it
know.
It ain't never nobody there. Like, so y'all just be there by yourself. Listen. I confirmed the visit. She was with me at the doctor's office.
Okay.
I hope y'all don't mess up their money for that. But is there any way, since nobody's there right now, can you leave them a note to call me? Because I'm tired of going to the hospital.
Yes, I'll let them know. Okay, so also you said that they've been messing up her check. Like, could you let me know? Could her let me know, like, when this happened, if they already fixed it or...
They fixed it. It was a couple of checks that was messed up. They fixed it, but they'll have her send in electronic timesheets for dates that's already that we can prove was clocked in and out on the in the thing. Like, it's just been a mess. It's just been a mess. And I've been on this stuff for too long. I'm not dealing with no company that's all over the place like that. That is unacceptable.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I understand what you mean.
So you telling me it ain't none of your superiors in the building. It's just all workers. There's no boss, no supervisor, no nobody in the building. That's what you're telling me?
No, that's not what I'm telling you. However, I do have, you know, an immediate boss, and he's right now on a meeting. So I couldn't, you know, pass you to him right now. But I let him know so he can call you back, and, you know, you can express that, what you're telling me right now, okay?
All right, so the date that I just now confirmed, are y'all going to fix that? Is that going to affect her check?
No, that one is already approved. Now, I do have two more.
Okay.
So the other one is Saturday. That was for Rashida. She
clocked
in
this Saturday that just passed, right?
Yeah, she clocked in at 10 a.m., but there isn't a clock out register. I don't know if she forgot or...
That was my fault. She had accompanied me down to a family gathering, and because I was with my family, I told her that she can leave, and she forgot to do that. That was my fault. I just, you know, it was past the time, and I just told her, oh, wow, I forgot it was past 7. You can go ahead and leave.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, that one is also approved. However, on Sunday, she didn't clock in or clock out, or it wasn't registered. So
yeah, she was here,
she was okay,
yeah, perfect.
So for that one, I will need a timesheet. However, I'm going to test
you
her and let her know.
Okay. Yeah, she was here, though.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so the other two have already been approved, so that means that they will be billed and that they will be, you know, paid. And, well, now that I have you here, I also wanted to confirm with you. I know you already told me that you went, you know, over to that, but I just want to confirm that your address is still 5 West Sprouse Street.
Spruce
Street, yeah, and zip code 19401.
Yes. And my phone number, I want to give you an alternative number because the number I lost that phone. I'm waiting on a new one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I've been trying to reach to
right,
that number.
Right, right. I do have a new number. It's 484.
Okay. 484, yeah.
672.
Mm-hmm.
6598.
98. Okay, thank you. And just to confirm with you, I don't think you have, but could you confirm with me if you have been admitted to the hospital lately or went for an emergency visit?
No emergency room visits or anything like that, but I am supposed to go for surgery tomorrow. So do she clock in tomorrow or do she not?
Well, since you are going to be, you know, in surgery...
It's supposed to be a same-day surgery unless something else happens. So we don't really know yet.
Okay, perfect. So at what time is the surgery
Well,
scheduled?
I have to wait to after 1 p.m. today for them to call me with the time, but she said most likely or probably around 5 or 6 a.m.
Okay, then in that case, if she's able to clock in before 9, she can help the full time. If not, she can clock in from 9 until you enter the hospital. Okay, after you enter the hospital, she is not going to get
Yeah,
paid because.
okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put the note for my supervisor to call you. And is there anything else that you needed from me? Is there anything else that I can help you with?
Just what I wanted to ask. With all the other companies, they sent out gloves and stuff like that. You guys don't send the girls gloves or no way for the girls to get gloves? Or I just have to
Yeah.
keep buying them?
Yeah,
How
we
does
do
that work?
send gloves. We send gloves, face masks, and hand sanitizer.
Can you please put in an order to send some to my house? Because I've been buying them. Because since I've been with the company, nobody said anything about sending them. So I didn't know that you guys did that.
Okay, yeah, and what size will be the gloves?
Small and medium. They're two different girls, two different sizes.
Okay, so small and medium. Okay, do you need also hand sanitizer and face mask or
Yes,
just the
ma'am.
gloves?
Yes, ma'am. Hand sanitizer and face mask.
Okay, perfect. So they do take between 2 to 5 business days to arrive, so just let you
Okay.
know, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll already put the note for that, okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye
You have
bye.
a great day.
You too.